Today, the Boston Police Department will swear in its first black police commissioner, William Gross. Former colleagues say the 33-year Boston police veteran can be tough and compassionate, qualities they say that make him ideal for the position. But despite being the first person of color for the job, is he more of the same? WBUR's Quincy Walters probes the question.
Back in 2014, after being promoted to BPD's superintendent-in-chief, Gross went on Common Ground. It's an hour-long program put on by the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department. It airs on Boston Neighborhood Network. On the program, Gross says when he was growing up in rural Maryland, he knew he wanted to be a police officer.
I always had a desire. I hated bullies. I always loved law enforcement.
Gross grew up in Hillsboro, Maryland, raised by his mom, who worked three jobs. His grandmother helped. That upbringing informs his policing, what he calls the village concept. Gross defines it as officers learning to build trust with the communities they serve. He says what makes him good at it is his authenticity. He says he's not judgmental.
Keep it real. If you want to send a message that you want to help out, it has to be genuine. People have to know that you never forget where you came from.
Nothing is more important in policing today than community trust and support. Without that, we'll all fail.
Former BPD Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole says Gross is a good crime fighter, but she says his greatest asset is his ability to be diplomatic. O'Toole was Boston's first woman police commissioner. She says it's great that Gross is the city's first black commissioner, but she says it's probably not his focus.
Willie and I would share something in common in that, you know, all we've looked for throughout our careers is a level playing field. When you're the first, some people on the outside tend to make a bigger deal of that than people on the inside. And, you know, you just want to have the respect and confidence of your peers.
A lot of people have hope that Gross being the first black commissioner means that the relationship will improve between BPD and communities of color, but not everyone.
For one, he's part of the old regime.
Brock Satter with Mass Action Against Police Brutality defines the regime as the BPD and says it doesn't have a good relationship with communities of color.
Really, the thing that we need to look at is, are the police who are committing crimes, who are harassing folks, who are trampling on people's rights, are they being prosecuted? Are they being held accountable? Are they going to jail? And so far, the answer is no. I don't think it'll be any different.
Satter says he has no faith in BPD changing its ways. But BPD's former chief, Dan Linsky, says Gross genuinely cares for the community and law enforcement equally. Under Gross, he sees the relationship between police and the neighborhoods they serve improving. Linsky remembers a moment after the Boston Marathon bombing when he realized he had the utmost trust and confidence in Gross.
We had a report that an armed robbery suspect who might have possibly been involved in the shooting of Officer Collier at MIT had been dropped off at a cab at a hotel in Dorchester. And I just looked at Willie and said, Willie, I need somebody to get over there and figure out what we got. And he said, I got it, and took control of it.
The suspect wasn't their guy, but Linsky says Gross coordinated the cavalry like he needed to. Another time that stood out was when Gross helped develop a training for officers getting attacked while in their cars. Kathleen O'Toole says mentorship is a key component of being the top cop, and she thinks Gross is suited for that role.
Mentoring is an extraordinary responsibility for leaders in an organization and for senior officers. I think he's very well positioned to take the reins at this point.
BPD did not make Gross available for an interview, but on Common Ground, that Suffolk County Sheriff's show, he says BPD is more inviting than in years past. And he says throughout his tenure with BPD, he's had great diverse mentors.
Both officers of color and Caucasian, and I soon found that your color is blue.
In a Boston Globe article from the late 90s, one of Gross's mentors is profiled, Officer Walter Fahey. In the article, Fahey talks about how he was a supporter of getting women and more people of color on the force. In the article, Fahey says, Gross is all cop. Give me a Willie Gross, Fahey says, and I'll run through walls with them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.